the flat part of the belly pan and the curved part, they come together on that strip. Certainly the earlier trailers didn't do that, but yeah, some of the 70s era trailers certainly had that. Whether it's necessary really depends how you redo belly pan scenario, I guess.
Yeah, it just gives you a place to rivet into.
Yeah, it's to so you're not only riveting to the flat piece of the belly pan, you've got actually some steel that's connected to outriggers.
Okay. So it's not really structural integrity for the trailer frame, just giving you some place to secure your belly pan.
Right, and quite frankly, they didn't use them later on either, so I guess it was something they tried, and then they decided somewhere along the line it wasn't necessary.
I hope that helps you, Giuseppe. Steve Irving writes into Facebook. He says our 59 24-foot trade wind now weighs 4,000 pounds loaded. It has 375 to 400 pounds of tongue weight. Our 15-inch tires are rated for 20-40 pounds each. Am I correct to assume the tongue weight is subtracted from the trailer weight on each fully loaded tire? For example, 4,000 pounds divided by two tires would be 2,000 pounds per tire. Divide the tongue weight by two would be 200 pounds. So his operating tire weight limit was 1,800 pounds per tire. A lot of math involved. Hope you followed that.
That's my guess.
So subtract the tongue weight from the loaded weight.
Now, I'm also assuming here that when he weighed the trailer, it was disconnected from the tow vehicle and the tongue jack was on the scale as well.
Yes. That's how I did mine. I only did mine once, but that's how they had me do it, yeah.
Right, but I mean, I know some people go on with the trailer and the tow vehicle, or they have, the tow vehicle wheels are off the scale and this sort of stuff. So you end up with, what's on the wheels, but you don't know what's the total weight is.
Yeah.
And sometimes, people have a tongue scale, so you can figure that out as well, but
now, why is he trying to figure out so precisely here? What's
I
the
think his concern is that he's too close to the load rating of the tire. And I can understand that because to me, that 200 pounds, there's not a lot of wiggle room there. If you go out on a trip and you buy some souvenirs and you come back with full tanks, your tires are going to be right on the limit.
Yeah. What rating are tires normally for a trailer?
Well, it depends on the load rating of the tire. There's C, D, and E load ratings for the same size tire. So the load ratings go up the further along the alphabet the letter is. I guess there's even greater ones too for truck tires or something. I'm not really sure. But the load ratings, I think D-rated tires are, I think 20, well, on the 225, 75, 15s, I think they're 2,600 pounds or something like that. And then I'm not sure what E-rated tires are, but they're certainly more.
So this would be more critical for the single axle trailers, right? Is a 59 trade wind dual axle or single?
It would be single.
So yeah, that'd be real critical for that.
Yeah, because if you're that close to the limit and you've only got one axle, you lose a tire from overheating. It could be an issue. And at that point, you're likely running the pressure right at maximum as well.
All right, so let me throw this one at you. Why don't we just all get E-rated tires and be done with it? Never worry
Well,
again.
from what I understand, E-rated tires, the sidewalls are very stiff. So if you put a load on them that's not nor near the sort of window that they were designed for, because your tire is part of the suspension component as well. There's a torsion axle and or leaf spring depending on what you've got, and the tires have a certain amount of suspension built into them. The people that have these tuner cars and stuff often have.